AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The Trump administration has asked a federal court to unseal secret documents related to Jeffrey Epstein. Meanwhile, Trump has filed a lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal and media mogul Rupert Murdoch for at least $10 billion in damages over a report on his ties with Epstein. The newspaper described a sexually suggestive letter that it says has Trump's name and says was included in a 2003 album for Epstein's 50th birthday. The president has denied writing the letter, calling the story false, malicious, and defamatory. And AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on Trump's reaction to CBS canceling its Late Show.
President Trump is celebrating CBS canceling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The decision takes one of the president's most prominent and persistent late-night critics off the air. CBS says the show is being canceled for financial reasons, not content. But the announcement comes days after Colbert bashed a settlement between the network's parent company and the president over a 60 Minutes story. On social media, the president says he absolutely loves that Colbert was fired and says he hears ABC's Jimmy Kimmel is next. Actress Jamie Lee Curtis notes the Trump administration's also moved to slash public broadcasting.
They're trying to silence people, but that won't work. Won't work. We will just get louder.
On last night's show, Colbert noted he's not being replaced.
This is all just going away.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials are investigating an explosion that killed three members of its arson and explosive unit at a Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department training facility. Here's LA County Sheriff Robert Luna.
This is, unfortunately, the largest loss of life for us as the LA County Sheriff's Department since 1857.
This is AP News. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on a prisoner swap with Venezuela.
Venezuela has released 10 jailed Americans in an exchange for getting home scores of migrants deported by the United States to El Salvador months ago under the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. The release of the Venezuelans is a win for Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, as he promotes himself as Venezuela's rightful president, despite credible evidence that Maduro lost re-election last year. In exchange, El Salvador will send some 300 Venezuelan migrants back to Venezuela who were deported to El Salvador in a $6 million deal with the Trump administration. Venezuelan authorities detained nearly a dozen U.S. citizens in a brutal crackdown on dissent in the second half of 2024, linking them to alleged plots to destabilize the country. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.